Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, on this episode of TFL Talking Trucks, we're taking another deep dive, an inside look at Toyota trucks. And what better person to do it with than David Chow, our friend and my friend, and David Chow from Automotive Press Channel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Andre. It's great to be back on your channel. We love talking about trucks. So, hey, this is a great way to share ideas and hopefully share some interesting news and some predictions about the trucks coming up. So thanks again for inviting me.
Yeah, let's take a step back really quick. So about 4 months ago, maybe a little bit more, you and I did our first show together on a podcast right here. It was very popular, and we were looking at, you know, some of the renderings you've done on the upcoming Toyota Tundra. And also we made some predictions. You know, we didn't know a lot.
But it turned out the predictions were quite accurate. The renders were turned out to be accurate too, so I'm glad about that.
Yeah, it turned out really well. And then 3 months ago, you and I talked about the Land Cruiser, the 300 series that's available overseas. And since then, it's been unveiled.
Yes.
So now, I haven't spoken to you since. So now I kind of wanted to review and see, well, first of all, get the latest information out. So basically on this episode, we're going to talk about the Tundra, the Land Cruiser a little bit because it's not for US, and then also Lexus LX, which will be for US, and maybe touch on some others like Sequoia and 4Runner because that's kind of in the same conversation, kind of.
Same family of products. So yeah, absolutely. It'll be kind of fun to talk about all those future products for sure.
Yeah, so as you were talking about this on your channel, there was a dealership meeting in mid-June, and there was a leak. So somebody published an image of the Tundra, and this, of course, Toyota didn't appear, that was not planned at all. So like a couple days later, they unveiled this white, an image of this white TRD Pro.
Surprisingly, right?
Yeah, it was official. And remember, you and I, last time we talked about that we thought that, you know, the Tundra will launch properly this year, as it looks like it will be, and then TRD Pro will come later, right? But what turned out to be, they're leading with the TRD Pro, right? They're starting with this truck. What do you think?
Yeah, so that was a bit of a surprise. They're actually showcasing all things to do with TRD Pro, right? So all of the teaser image, the engine cover teaser, the interior, the panoramic roof, all that stuff, it's all to do with TRD Pro. So it's kind of surprising because typically the higher flagship models are, you know, delayed by 6 months, sometimes even a year. But they're breaking that tradition and showcasing the best of the best first. I suppose they want to put the best face forward. And they're also, you know, this is another topic, but they're also breaking a tradition this year by having different color for different TRD models, right? Not having the same exclusive color. So I don't know. I guess Toyota is in the mood to break tradition a little bit this year, I think.
Yes, well, I guess, I mean, around the world, we've had a tough couple of years. So I think, I mean, anything goes.
Anything goes, yeah. But we're happy. We're happy that we get to see a TRD Pro first. Yeah. And with the potential for a hybrid powertrain on that model. So I think it's a pretty exciting news, of course, for us.
Touch on some of your background, just in case people didn't hear our previous shows. Can you just briefly introduce yourself?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm again David Chow, born and raised in Japan, but got educated in the U.S. and Canada. So I went to high school in the U.S., also in Canada. But I I'm an engineer by background, went to school again, both in Canada and U.S. And I worked for a number of Japanese companies during my engineering days. So worked for Toyota, worked for Suzuki, worked for General Motors. And then for the last 30 years, I've been working as an engineering consultant and advisor to a number of companies, including some of the car companies. So I guess I have a different background from everyone else because I've designed, built, engineered, and manufactured cars and trucks for a living for many years. And so hopefully I can give a different perspective. And also, of course, I'm from Japan. I go there all the time. Lots of friends at car companies throughout Japan. So I get maybe different tidbits and different information that maybe others don't get it. So hopefully I can share some of those stuff today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So let's fast forward a little bit and still talking. Let's focus on the Tundra just for a few more minutes because that's a very important truck. It hasn't been updated in many, many years, or the current generation has been around for what, since like 08 almost. So 13 years. So that's very important, of course, because trucks are big in the U.S., especially full-size trucks. It's one of the more popular segments. And so then Toyota started to do these teasers, right? So they did the first image. That was the truck. They showed this TRD Pro. It was in white, and only the kind of the front view of it, not you know, from the back or anything like that. And then they did several other teasers. And one other one was the engine cover, right?
Right, yes, yeah.
And so the engine cover had a little bit of blue font or a little bit of blue on it. And I did not immediately pick up on that, but of course you did. And so what does that mean to you?
Well, they use blue, not just the blue color, but the blue color embedded inside emblem typically for all things to do with hybrid or potentially plug-in hybrid. So that's why that's a very indicative of the hybrid. And then some people said, hey, there was a red color in the back, you know, behind the engine cover. Yeah. A lot of people were speculating that was the high voltage wire, which would mean that it's maybe a plug-in hybrid. But it's not, because I knew that it didn't match the direction of the cable and the way it looked on the photo. I knew it was not for the high voltage cable because color was a little bit off. So it did turn out, I think we're not 100% sure yet, but I'm sure that color did turn out to be the kind of magenta or inferno red color that we have seen in the unofficial photo from a dealer leak, right? So that's the body of the truck. So we know for sure that, well, I shouldn't say we know for sure, but I am quite sure the TRD Pro, which is all of the teaser images is about, would have the 3.5 liter twin turbo V6 with the hybrid system attached to it, made it together with a 10-speed automatic. They wouldn't show something with a blue emblem otherwise.
That kind of makes sense. And then also around the same time, the brand new generation of the Land Cruiser was unveiled officially. Right. So we had another confirmation. Well, because they share a lot of the components, their platform is the same, right? The TNGA-F platform between the Land Cruiser and the Tundra. And the Land Cruiser that's not coming to the US, unfortunately, was unveiled with one of the engines was the 3.5-liter twin turbo V6.
Yes, yes.
And a 10-speed automatic. So Toyota hasn't confirmed all of this officially yet. That's why we're kind of still a little bit of speculation still going on, right? I mean, we can draw on our experience and our knowledge, but still it's to be confirmed.
But I think we can at least write off the V8 engine. I know it's a huge, huge letdown for a lot of people not to have a V8 in a big truck. But if they dropped the V8 engine from a Lexus flagship LS sedan a number of years ago, and now they dropped it from Land Cruiser, and the fact that I've heard many rumors from the Japanese sources that the Japanese factory in Tahara, which is just in Nagoya area, and also the engine factory in Alabama, which produces the current V8 engine, they're both going to phase out the V8 engine in about 2 years' time. So there's no way they're going to build, continue to build more V8 engines for Tundra or any other model. So I know, unfortunately, I know, again, we love that V8 engine. I had that V8 engine, one of the trucks, but it's gone for sure, being replaced by a 3.5 liter twin turbo V6 and the twin turbo V6 with hybrid. That's the two engines we're going to get. Of course, the big question is, as you and I just talked earlier, Andre, why did Toyota release a video about a diesel engine just a couple of days ago, I think? You know, is that, are they saying that we're going to get a diesel in one of the trucks down the road? I don't know. It's really weird, right, Andre?
Absolutely. So I was actually traveling yesterday and the day before, and I see this. So Toyota USA on YouTube, on their YouTube channel, published this video. It's called, I think, Engines 101. What are the details of the diesel engine? Let me make sure I said that correctly. It says Engines 101. How does a diesel engine work? By Toyota. And it's an educational video. It's about 4 minutes, 15 seconds. And it talks about diesel engines, how they work. You know, it's a compression, ignition. And it's showing partially a four-cylinder graphic. Mm-hmm. Why?
So I don't know.
All the information we have so far points that they're, first of all, in their passenger cars, no diesel engine exists right now in the U.S.
That's correct. Yeah, nothing.
Yes.
Only like commercial trucks. I think Hino trucks have diesel, but that's it.
Yeah. So for them to come out and publish this video this week saying, let's talk about diesel engines for a minute.
It's very, very, very strange. Now, the Land Cruiser in Japan will have, not right now, but will have a 3.3 liter twin turbo V6 diesel. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a global engine. I don't know. I mean, is there a hope that that might come to one of the trucks in Toyota lineup? Perhaps, right?
So that's maybe is the case. Obviously, I have no other information about this other than to say I can look at the industry, right? So recent news, Ford actually announced that they're going away from the F-150 diesel.
That's right, yes.
So they're going to be phasing out the diesel F-150. Of course, they're heavy-duty trucks. The F-250, 350, and on will continue with their V8 diesel engines. But their light-duty truck, the full-size F-150, they said no. Basically, it's being discontinued and replaced by the hybrid, in fact. Right? Because their hybrid is very torquey, very quick and efficient, and it just makes a lot of sense for this truck. And then General Motors, in a way, just announced that they're expanding their diesel offerings. So they went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So
right.
General Motors announced that their Trail Boss Silverado 1500, which is their off-road version of the truck, will now get a diesel that's 3 liter straight six. They also have that diesel engine in the Sierra 1500 trucks. They are offering it in the Tahoe, Suburban, Yukon, you know, all of their full-size SUVs. So General Motors seems to think, mm-hmm. you know, let's continue with diesel engines for a while.
And right.
Let's do this. And then, of course, Ram still has a diesel as well.
So maybe, I don't know, well, maybe we might get diesel. And this is kind of far into the future, Andre, but to add fuel to the fire, no pun intended there. Toyota has been testing hydrogen-fueled cars. So Akio Toyota, just like about a month ago, he raced in one of the race circuit, GR Yaris, with converted to use hydrogen fuel, but like a regular engine, but powered by hydrogen fuel. And it produces no emission. It's a zero carbon neutral car. And so Toyota is saying, hey, we can still have an engine and still have zero emission with hydrogen fuel. So who knows, like down the road, they're saying that's potentially a huge engineering and technology breakthrough if they can start to fuel cars and trucks with hydrogen fuel. So who knows, that's possible too, not to add to all of that complications.
Yeah, but have you heard a little bit more about this hydrogen fuel combustion engine, right?
So like combustion engine.
Is it really torquey? What is the characteristic of it?
Right, so they said that it has a really good smooth torque curve, good power delivery, very smooth, zero emission, of course. just a technically speaking, it's a very complicated process to commercialize. But they say it has none of the problems with the gasoline engine, but it has so much more advantage in terms of engineering and technical features. But the infrastructure is a problem, right? With hydrogen, you know, how do you fuel? How do you end up with more stations that can fuel hydrogen car? That's a problem. Just like we have a problem with other methanol and other biofuel. Yeah. But so I don't know. This is probably a long time away. But down the road, that's the direction that Toyota wants to go potentially.
Yeah.
They don't want to give up on combustion engine. That's the thing. Yeah. They love engines, right?
Well, and also I was in headquarters, you know, at one of the Toyota events recently, and we talked about this. You and I talked about this as well. But they said, and there were lots of questions. There were many journalists there, maybe 50 or 60 or so people in outlets, and they said because other manufacturers are saying we're going to go all electric by year, blah blah blah, right?
Right.
2030 or 2035 or something like this, and Toyota said, well, no, we're going to have a mix, right? We're going to have some electric, some hybrid, plug-in probably, and also, you know, maybe other technologies as well. So I think that's a good approach because it's not like one solution fits everybody, right?
Yeah, Toyota did advanced strategy discussion about the future of fuel, future of technology, and Akio Toyota did an hour-long press conference in Japanese where halfway he broke down crying. I've never seen the guy actually break down crying. So this is the president of Toyota, right? For those people who don't know who Akio is. I've met him quite a few times, maybe about 12, 13 times. A guy with a real heart for cars and anything to do with motorsports. He races. And he said he will be the first person to give up engines if that's what's necessary to achieve carbon neutral environment. But he said you don't have to, you know, using things like plug-in hybrid and using the potential hydrogen fuel for combustion engines. He said we might both achieve the exact same thing and not give up our love for engine. And so he was kind of sobbing because of his real desire to change the world and go transform the world. But at the same time, he said, we don't have to give up what we love. And so that was kind of eye-opening. You know, I think all the different countries and different industries all claiming to just, let's just go all for EV. And maybe it's the right thing to do, but there may be other solutions that we're overlooking. I think that's what we're thinking these days.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, as we talk about more electric pickup trucks and other trucks, for that matter, more and more and more, it becomes kind of evident that it's not the only solution, right? Because you do need
it's
to
not have, the only solution, yeah.
You do need to have a charging network, you know, electricity, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Battery technology needs to keep improving. So yeah, I don't think we're going to be, you know, full electric in 10 years. I don't think that's likely. But there's going to be some mix, right?
Some sort of a mixture.
And of course, carbon neutrality is a great goal, right? It's really, really a powerful goal. So then let's continue with Tundra.
Sure, of course.
So we think, you know, it's going to be a gasoline turbocharged engine, twin turbo, maybe even a hybrid. They dropped the diesel bomb on us recently. So then let's continue some of the other teasing images that they published. They published this particular one about the panoramic sunroof and also the power sliding rear glass. Which
we're happy about.
Yes. Yeah. So they're keeping the full glass, so the rear of the cab, the entire glass goes down, rolls down, and first of all, it's, you know, air. You can have, you know, lots of air circulation, but also it's useful for example, backing up a boat into water. You know, you can look behind and you could see and you could talk to your people who are behind you. So I think it's a very useful feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, most of the trucks just have that small window, like it's in my Tacoma TRD Pro. And there are times when you just can't see very well. It doesn't matter how good of a 360 camera you have. Sometimes nothing beats having a fresh air and be able to see straight back. Mm-hmm. And manufacturing-wise, obviously cost maybe about 25% more, I'm imagining, in terms of that back area there, compared to like a small sliding window. but I'm really glad Toyota kept that feature. That's something that people didn't want to give up, right?
Yeah, so, and I'm curious, I don't know if you have any insight into this, because I've met several in accidents in pickup trucks. Sometimes if you have something in the bed, thankfully it never happened to me personally, but in an accident, the cargo can move forward, right?
Right, yeah.
And bend the bed and also bend the cab and go into, in a way to towards the cab area. And obviously this is, you know, in an extreme situation, in an accident, but I imagine, you know, that mechanism, it's probably complicated. It's probably some adds thickness to that cap.
Yeah, so in terms of engineering and manufacturing, you add at least 40%, 30-40% complexity, because you're adding not only the powered mechanism, just like in the side doors, but you have to add some additional reinforcement because the panels are further apart to accommodate the window, right? So the whole piece will be heavier. It has to be engineered in such a way that window can roll up and down with the mechanism in between and still meet some of the crash testing requirement. So it's clearly not a cheap solution, right? So they could have easily said, forget it, we're not going to do it. No one else is doing it. And it has the electric defroster also built in, right? So that's also sliding up and down with it. But if you get into accident with the window down, you actually have a better reinforcement because the window itself acts as a barrier. So if you happen to be driving with the window down and something smashes from behind, it will protect the occupants in a very kind of strange way to describe that, but it will have additional reinforcement. But even with the window up, I would assume that if you compare a Tundra with a rolling rear window with some other truck that doesn't have it, I think there's a little bit more reinforcement and mechanism sandwiched between the panel. So it would be stronger, I think. That's my prediction.
Yeah, it makes sense. Obviously, it may make the truck a little bit more expensive in the end. But
yep, definitely.
I mean, all trucks are getting expensive for various reasons.
They're getting really expensive.
Some of it has to do with autonomous technology. Some of it has to do with engines and powertrains and luxury features, right? Massaging seats, other things.
I'm planning to trade in my Tacoma TRD Pro for a Tundra TRD Pro. So I'm hoping I can still afford it. We don't know what the pricing will be, but...
Yeah. So, but thankfully, you probably get good money for your Tacoma if you do that.
Probably, yeah. It's the Lunar Rock one, so it's only, whatever, 7 months old. So by the time Tundra TRD Pro comes, maybe it's another, I don't know, who knows, a few more months. But yeah, hopefully I don't lose any money on it. We'll see.
Cool. So then let's talk about the panoramic roof. So obviously they showed that. It looks like half of the panel like is rolls back. So it looks kind of similar to some other manufacturers.
Right.
The way they use panoramic roofs, and it's a full roof, not just a partial sunroof. But you know, a couple of other things. And when Toyota announced it, they said something like, let's gaze at the stars or go stargazing. Mm-hmm. What did you notice in that?
Right. So I kept thinking, right. So I noticed that it is, like you said, a two-panel, full panoramic roof. So, you know, one part keeps sliding and it goes on top of the other panel, but they're all clear, right? So you can see the whole sky or star in this case. And then I was looking at it thinking, why do they keep emphasizing the stars? And I was looking at the amount of space there is between the sliding mechanism and the roof headliner and thinking, wait a minute, there's not enough space there for the, like, a mechanical shade to come back in. Because usually there is a bit more space and you can see something sandwiched between. And again, this is a sneak photo, teaser photo. So I don't know if I can come to that conclusion from that one photo or video rather. But I was thinking, okay, they're using the word star gaze. There's not much space between the panel. I wonder if the whole thing, not only does it open and close, but the whole thing can become opaque using the electrochromatic technology that's using Toyota Venza. Because you just push a button, it becomes opaque, right? It becomes like a frozen look, like a frozen ice block look.
Yeah, like a frosted look, yes.
Frosted look. All right, so that's my Japanese wording description. And then you push the button and it clears again. Now, no one has, as far as I know, no one has a moving panoramic roof that has that technology built in. not in cars. So I don't that would be a big deal if they do end up having that, but just the word that they use, star, because the one in Venza is called the stargaze technology or stargaze panoramic roof or something. So yeah. It's using the same wording. So it's my speculative guess that maybe it's a moving panoramic roof with the electrochromatic frosted option. I don't know. That would be cool if that's the case.
That would be the first, right? Because
that would be the first. Yeah.
That would be very, very interesting. And they'll also show, obviously, in several of these pictures, a red interior. And it's kind of a polarizing thing because some people really love it. Some people don't like red and they would rather prefer traditional, you know, black interior or maybe other color. And they actually went as far as putting the seatbelts are in the same color.
In color, right.
As the seats.
Now, I suspect that obviously they'll offer some other color. It's probably red and black and who knows, maybe a tan or something will be offered, I'm sure. But that red seat, now we see more of it now, right? Because the most recent teaser had the actual camouflage pattern on the seat with clearly a ventilated or cooled seats. But if you look carefully, I think other people might have missed it, but it's also double stitched. So there is a white stitching, but there's also red stitching underneath. They only do that in a super kind of expensive luxury models. And then even the headrest, if you look on the side of a headrest, it's got kind of like a bunched up leather, like
it's a little bit wrinkled.
Wrinkled, yeah. So that kind of look is like, you know, you see in Bentley and Rolls Royce, they do that. And if I look carefully, there's a little line, like a little line outline that looks like maybe there's an electronic device behind the headset. So maybe it's for the headrest, I should say. So maybe it's for the, you know, like one of those entertainment center thing in the back. So I don't know. Those are a speculation. But if those things are all turn out to be true, then they're really moving upscale because in the truck, you don't see double stitched leather. You don't see a kind of high Corinthian type leather. You don't see that kind of look and feel. And even the headliner I noticed is kind of almost like a velvet look, you know, so it's not the cheap fabric that they often use in trucks. So the whole interior, I think they're trying to upgrade it quite a bit, combined with 12.3 inches huge infotainment system. And then you got the little red stitching or red mark on the steering wheel to make it look more sporty. I mean, these are all cool stuff, the stuff that we've never would have imagined in a Tundra.
Yeah, and it seems to be coming true based on these Toyota images. And then finally, just recently, a few days ago, they showed another couple or three, actually three images, showing kind of the drive mode selector and the crawl control selector and partially maybe even four-wheel drive selector and wireless charging. And then they showed, what else was there?
They show phone charger on the driver, yeah. On the passenger side. It's a phone magnetic charger.
I guess they showed like the camouflaged pattern.
Seat pattern, yeah, that's right, yeah. So yeah, so I think, well, first of all, we know for sure that it's got heated and not just ventilated, but probably cooled seat. So there's a difference, right? Sometimes it's just ventilated seat, but sometimes it's ventilated and cooled. So I'm sure that it will have a cooled seat and a heated seat. And then it's got MTS, which is a multi-terrain control, which is similar to what we see in Tacoma and 4Runner TRD Pros. Sure. And then it's got the crawl control with a DAC. So DAC is a descent assist control. It just helps you slow down when you're coming down the hill. And crawl control is like a cruise control for off-roading, as you know, going up the hill. You can control the speed, and they even show in the little dash, a little signal showing, I guess, the speed of the crawl control. So it's the first time we get crawl control in the Tundra, so that's a big deal, I think. So they are obviously trying to show that this is a true off-roader, not just a cruiser, right? And then on the left side, you can't really see it because the finger is covering it up. But there is obviously control for four high, two high, and then four low. But we can't see it. It doesn't look like there's enough space there for full-time four-wheel drive. So that's something that I was hoping that Tundra will have it. I think it's not going to have it. So those are all the things that we were able to see just in that little thing. I know some people are wondering if that knob is made from metal because it kind of looks like a metal with a screw pattern on it. They never make the things of metal. It's always plastic. But yeah, that's all the stuff we can gather from that little shot.
Yeah, and also when I was looking at this, it reminded me a lot of the Land Cruiser, the new one that came out overseas. Specifically, maybe even the toggle switch for the four-wheel drive system select. So too high, four high, four low. Of course, the Land Cruiser can have a full-time system, right? Or a full-time four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, that's right. Yes, yeah. So yeah, it's you know, like because of the TNGA-F platform, the whole point of doing a TNGA project for Toyota is that they have like multiple platforms across the board, and they're trying to consolidate them because it's cheaper, obviously easier to produce and engineer, and it just allows everyone to focus on fewer platforms versus so many. So they're going to try to bring together all of the TNGA-F platform trucks closer and closer together in terms of specifications. So that's why the Land Cruiser and the Tundra shares the exact same powertrain, more or less exact same powertrain. And then the Lexus LX will also share the same platform, and which is probably why they canceled the Land Cruiser for US, because it's just too close in terms of spec. And then subsequently, we'll have Sequoia next summer, about a year from today, will basically be a four-door SUV version of the Tundra. And then they're going to also introduce a 4Runner next summer, which is only about a year away. There's no spy photos anywhere yet. But I've done some rendering on all these models, which you know, you can see on my channel, or Andre can show them on the screen. So the Sequoia will come out next summer. So it would be 4Runner. And Tacoma is year after that. So Tacoma is in 2023. So that's 2 years away. But so many models are coming out, and they're all based on TNGA-F platform. So they can produce and engineer these things faster and share components. So it's no surprise that more and more things are being shared between Land Cruiser and Tundra. And then those things will be shared with Sequoia, Lexus LX, and eventually down to 4Runner and Tacoma.
Yeah, and recently, so we're getting a little bit of tidbits and of information from overseas, because obviously we weren't invited to review the new Land Cruiser, at least yet. But several tidbits. For example, one of our viewers in Dubai, it was Bjorn in this case, he actually went to the showroom, saw the new Land Cruiser, sent us some pictures about it. And it did have, you know, some of those toggle switches we talked about. It actually had the rear locker and the front locker buttons.
Right.
On inside of this interior, which was very exciting because, well, we don't know for sure, but if the Tundra has a locking front differential and the rear differential, it would make it very capable, very, very capable off road. And some other items like.
Yeah, I mean, we can probably.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Andre.
Oh, I just wanted to mention one more thing about crawl control is there was a review online. And they were actually testing the Land Cruiser crawl control system, and it was very almost silent. You know how right now you can kind of hear the traction control system and the anti-lock brakes and all that stuff, but it was very, very quiet in the new one.
Yeah, they must have made quite a bit of improvements mechanically and engineering-wise. Oh, and then there was one more button, right? That's for the drive mode. I forgot about that. So there's a drive mode, which will be new again for Tundra. And it should be very similar again to the one that's in Land Cruiser. So it has a mode for Eco mode, Normal, Comfort, Sports, Sports Plus potentially, and then Custom. So that's Custom is like individual in the Audi term, I guess we use that often, where you can customize what you want. So it will combine a different setting for electronic suspension, steering effort, transmission shifting, engine throttle, all that kind of stuff. That all be configured based on those things you pick. So that would be kind of interesting. I think that would be, that's the drive mode. So, and then there's also potentially other mode also, and then back to the multi-terrain select, so that one also has different modes. So it's got, in Land Cruiser, it has auto, dirt, sand, mud, and deep snow. So I don't know. There's so many different modes you can pick in there that it's getting confusing, right? There's MTS, there's DAC, there's crawl control. Oh my goodness, it's pretty confusing if you're not familiar with this stuff. But anyway, there's lots of choices and things to play around with a new Tundra for sure.
Yeah, and I think it kind of makes sense where this is where high-end performance pickup trucks are moving to, right? So if you look at even the second generation Raptor, had a lot of configurable modes, right? Including, you know, the steering feel, the transmission mappings, and even suspension, right? So we still don't know much about tundra suspension. They haven't teased much about that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only thing that we are suspecting or predicting is that there'll be coils in the back. So that would be a big change. But other than that, yeah, not too much. I mean, I don't think there'll be air suspension on the Tundra. That would be amazing, but I don't see any evidence of that. So I think that they'll reserve that for the Lexus LX, I'm sure. But even having the coils in the rear will make a big difference in terms of ride quality.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if Toyota is even targeting a truck like the Raptor or the TRX. I mean, they might be thinking some elements of that, right? But in order to get to that level, well, first of all, you have to have really, really, I mean, a lot of power, right? And then very sophisticated suspension with lots of travel, up to about 13 or 14 inches of travel in the TRX and the Raptor. And of course, you know, big tires, all this stuff. And luxurious interior. So apparently Toyota will have a very luxurious interior. You know, we can kind of see that. Mm-hmm. But whether they will have an active suspension, I don't think we know that yet, right?
Right. Yeah, I think Toyota's business strategy is always to hit the sweet spot. So not go after the most expensive or most extreme or the cheapest, but they're always in the middle sweet spot. And they'll go from there a little bit higher up to cater to the needs of the people who want something more, right? So the TRD Pro, the new TRD Pro will offer a lot more than the current TRD Pro with much more upscale features, more power, more torque, and these new features, but they're not gonna keep on adding more features to try to bring it to a TRX or a Raptor level. It's just, Toyota was never in that kind of business. They're not interested in doing really specialized, super expensive models. So, you know, which is always a bit of a surprise with something like GR Supra, but even GR Supra is in that sweet spot. It's not a $100,000 sports car, you know, so I think that's Toyota's strategy. Always go after the mid-level tier and then go a little bit higher, a little bit lower, but not at the very top or not at the very bottom either.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense as far as looking at the history of what they've done before. So we kind of mentioned, so that's kind of all we know about the Tundra. We also know that we should see it this year. And you know, of course, you and I predicted this months ago as we were looking at schedules and all this stuff and looking at all the data. It's coming hopefully within a couple of months.
In that sneak photo, you know, there's on the phone charger, they put the phone and it said 919. And it's very interesting because usually on the iPhone, there is a time. And then underneath the time, there's a date. But yeah, they deleted the date. They manipulated the photo and only showed 9/19. So, hello, like this has been brought up already, but it's pretty obvious September 19th is going to be some kind of public reveal. Maybe media, we might get to see it before that, but the public reveal should be September 19th. And that week, there's some kind of a big festival in Texas, right? There's some kind of a state fair or something happening.
Yeah. So. It's a little bit towards the end of September, yeah. So yeah, possibly, it's very possible. I don't know for sure. And also this phone charger image, it shows what appears to be Moab, Utah. So, and it shows trucks, maybe a Tacoma and the 4Runner and something else driving in Utah, in Moab specifically, which is really, you know, one of the premier off-road locations here in the West. So obviously they're thinking about, you know, high performance off-road and are teasing us with this 919.
That's interesting. If you look in that photo, it's a Tacoma TRD Pro with a snorkel. So it's an older one, right? And then there is a 4Runner, I think. And then the one before that, you can't tell because it's really fuzzy, but that one looks like the new Tundra.
Yeah, that would be, of course, that would make sense that they would do that.
because the tailgate moves like this little, there's a little bit of an angle to the tailgate, like the one that we saw in the Spy dealer's photo. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they're playing around with this. They're trying to, I don't know. It's quite funny how Toyota marketing people does all this stuff.
Yeah, well, we're getting a little bit tired of guessing. So hopefully.
I know. We want to see the whole thing very, very soon.
Yeah. So obviously, yeah, we'll bring you all the details as soon as it comes. So hopefully within 2 months now, you know, mid to late September, it's coming soon. So
In the meantime, Andre, I sent you a whole bunch of rendering that I created. So you're welcome to show that throughout your channel. And so we only seen the Tundra TRD Pro officially from Toyota and also from a dealer's photo, but I created the what could be a potential render for for limited Platinum TRD off-road and even SR5 and Trail Edition. So my previous rendering I did for TRD Pro like 6 months ago turned out to be very accurate, thankfully. So hopefully these will give you guys a little bit more ideas of what the trucks will look like for the rest of the lineup until such time we get to see the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you for letting me use those images. We'll use them in this podcast on YouTube, TFL Talk. And of course, if you're listening to it, thank you for listening, but you can also check it out on our video version as well.
And I'll have them in my channel, of course, as well.
So, and of course, Automotive Press channel, David's channel will have that as well, of course. And so, yeah, so we mentioned briefly, the LX, still coming up soon. You said about a year from now, potentially, right?
Yeah, so I think we probably won't get it in North America until spring of next year, the LX, right? The Lexus, right? But I think it's going to be introduced in Japan by end of this year unfortunately, without the twin turbo V8, that's still another big rumor that's around these days. Toyota is not going to invest into twin turbo V8. There was a patent release that came out, a few months ago. I talked about it in my channel, but people misunderstood that patent. It wasn't a patent about the twin turbo V8. It was about the way the lubrication was moving inside the engine, and they just happened to mention twin turbo V8. So I'm almost certain, like 90% certain that twin turbo V8 is not coming, not in the short term. So the Lexus LX will have upgraded version of the twin turbo V6 with the hybrid. I think, who knows, maybe it'll be plug-in hybrid, who knows? But it's still going to be a V6 engine, I think. So that's, I know that there was a little rumor came out a little while ago where someone found some kind of a screenshot of what looks like upcoming model numbers. I think it's in Indonesia or something. And they showed LX 570 and LX 600 and LX 750. So they were saying, hey, we're going to get to keep the 5.7 liter V8. But actually, if you look at the code number behind that, it clearly said 200 series, like something 356, 200 or something. And then next one said 300 and next one said 300 series. So the LX 570 was referring to the current model, not the new model. So there's no V8. There's no 5.7 liter V8 for Tundra. There's no V8 for Lexus LX. But we will have an upgraded version of the twin turbo V6 hybrid from the Tundra. And so right now we get 409 horsepower and 479 foot-pounds of torque in Land Cruiser without the hybrid. So maybe in the hybrid version of the 3.5 liter twin turbo V6, who knows? Well, maybe we'll get 460, 470 horsepower and maybe 550 foot-pounds of torque. And then maybe Toyota will then tweak it for LX. So who knows? Maybe we'll get 500 horsepower and 600 foot-pounds of torque. That's possible. That'd be a pretty big jump, but it's possible. So those are all the things that we can speculate for now. But once again, yeah, no V8 for now.
Yeah, and I think, like you were saying, they're able to, if they want to push those power and horsepower and torque numbers way higher, right? Especially with electricity and electric motors to add to that. And when I was first hearing about the 750, the LX 750, I thought to myself, maybe the 750 is like Newton meters. You know how like Cadillac is moving to this designation on the back that says, model 600 or something like that, which is a Newton meters torque number. But it does kind of make sense when you convert it to pound feet of torque. It doesn't quite make sense. So to where it's going, maybe it's just a designation or just a name at that point.
I think just a name. Yeah. And then there was also some rumors that Lexus LX is being discontinued because we're going to get the you know, truck that, not truck, but SUV that's like the concept car, the Lexus LQ or something. But that's also not true because the Lexus LQ is it's not body on the frame, it's a unitized body. So that's based on something like the Highlander platform. And so we're not going to lose the LX. That's coming for sure. That's confirmed. And then maybe a year or 2 years later, we will get the Lexus TX, which is based on the Highlander, which is going to come out of the Indiana factory. And then maybe the flagship, you know, model to compete with some of the most expensive SUVs out there. I mean, that could be called LQ or something similar to that. Yeah, so Lexus has quite a few interesting stuff coming up as well. New NX this fall, and then RX should be changing in about a year and a bit too. Mm-hmm. So lots of news throughout Toyota lineup, I think, this year and next year. And then we all can't wait to see the new 4Runner, which is, again, about a year later. So I have a rendering for the 4Runner. That one is a very much a speculative render, but I kind of added the Land Cruiser look and feel to the 4Runner body and tweaked it. But it gives you some idea what the 4Runner might look like next year when it comes out. And then, and of course, the Sequoia. So many different models coming out, all TNGAF platform, mostly.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I'm just a little concerned. I think Tundra, Sequoia, Lexus LX, 4Runner, I think that makes sense. But if Tacoma is not going to get a new generation for another 2 years.
Two years, yeah.
It's going to have a lot of competition, right? Because the new Frontier is just coming out this year, the Nissan Frontier. And then GM and Ford are working on new versions of their midsize trucks.
It's going to be tough. I mean, they still sell so many Tacomas, and they're moving the production to Mexico, as you know. But I'm not sure. Maybe they'll do some kind of a refresh, you know, maybe next year, not for 2022, because we already have information on 2022 Tacoma, right? With lime metallic color. But 23, maybe they'll refresh a little bit more. Oh, and then there's one more model based on TNGAF. That's the Lexus GX. Again, lots of people are speculating that might get discontinued. It's not going to get discontinued, at least for global market. I'm not sure about the U.S. market, but that's going to be based on same platform, very similar body and design as the 4Runner as well. So that's called Lexus. It's called the Lexus GX here, and it's called the Prado in Japan, Land Cruiser Prado. So that's also coming out. There's some spy rendering on that one, too. Maybe we can talk about it next podcast at some point.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna have to get back together. I don't know if I'll see you in person at the maybe a Texas event or something like that, but we have when the Tundra comes.
You're gonna have to when I actually get to buy the Tundra, you have to come to visit me in Vancouver, and we go for some kind of off-road, Andre.
I would love that. Thank you. Yeah.
You were frozen for a second there, Andre.
Sorry, yeah.
Andre, you were frozen for a bit there. I don't know if it's my side or your side.
Yeah, it's better.
Should
now.
I repeat that part?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let me repeat it. So, okay. Anyway, so Andre, yeah, if I ever do end up buying the Tundra, you can come out to Vancouver, visit me. We'll go on a fishing or camping trip with the Tundra, and we can talk about the Tundra while fishing at the same time.
There you go. I would love that. Yeah, let's try for that. Travel may be tough, depending on what's happening, you know, with COVID, but... travel, but I hope to see you soon. Meet you in person.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. One of the auto shows, or we go to Japan together, maybe, right? And we'll drive the Land Cruiser in Japan or something.
I've never been to Japan. It would be wonderful.
Yeah, we should go, because next year in January is the Tokyo Auto Salon. And then next year, fall, is the Tokyo Auto Show. So I go to all the auto shows in Japan. So I'll take you, and we'll have fun in Japan.
Okay, let's plan on that. All right, thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.